However, to Coolio's credit, he apologized in 2014 and said at the time he was being cocky and shit and being stupid and was wrong and should have embraced the shit and went with it.
And I more meant like the Amish people shit. Getting like attacked in a song. I was wondering if like that might trigger people nowadays.
This time I put my pipe down so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Have you ever accidentally stabbed yourself with your pipe while clapping?
Not while clapping. Welcome to Sid Suck, everybody. I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
I did have a humorously long churchwarden pipe that was probably about a foot long from stem to stern, for lack of a better term. And I had it hanging in my mouth once at a party, and I bent over to pick something up. I was outside, thankfully. And as I came back up, I caught the tip of the bowl on a table. But I was holding it in my teeth because that one's too heavy to just hold my lip. And so I had just enough pressure on it, whereas I pulled my head back up, it flexed back a little bit, and then I let go because I'm like, why am I catching this thing? And it launched it over my head into a giant bucket of water.
That is not what I expected for that to happen. I thought you were about to set up that you basically just catapulted fiery ash into your face. But that's even worse.
That happens. That happens
a
lot. A
catapipe.
So yeah. So the best part about that is nobody saw it. So I just kind of like, I'm gonna watch that later, and went on my way.
Fantastic.
Your pirate ship can eat a bag of dicks.
Oh.
I don't have a pirate ship, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. Step one: go acquire a pirate ship.
No.
Let me know once you've completed this step.
Okay, I guess.
I'll have further instructions for you at that time.
See step two.
So, have you procured a pirate ship yet?
No, I don't have time or the money or the energy to do that.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. Once you get around to it, I'll just give you the instructions now. So once you do acquire a pirate ship, you'll know what to do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your pirate ship can eat a bag of dicks.
But, like, it doesn't have the mouth it needs.
I was going to say, is it physically
did
possible?
Did I stutter?
No. But Colorado's weather did today.
Fact.
Stutter.
But I guess
fact.
In the spring, Colorado is just full of, like, stutters.
It's full of magical surprises.
Joe, what's the line? Tickle your ass with a feather.
Oh, tickle your ass with a feather. What's that? Excuse me? Particularly nice weather.
Only it's not going to be nice because the alternative line is what's going to happen tomorrow, allegedly, which is...
It's just, hey, baby, you want to fuck? I think it's going to snow.
The joke is so dumb, but I love it.
One of my favorites.
What I love is how much you love it. Like, I'm not even that attached to the joke. I would never really tell it because I just love the sheer joy with which you tell it.
That makes me very happy because I don't know why, but I love that joke. It's so funny to me.
It's been funny to you for at least 15 years.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever stop being funny.
I'd be worried about you if it was. If it did, if it were.
Yeah, is that's like my weather vane?
That a pod person test.
Your doppelganger test?
Yeah.
Why do we all have different names for this test?
Well, that one makes way more... What you guys said had way more sense. I couldn't think of the word, so I picked out the first thing.
I thought weather vane, you were suggesting that it was like you going insane. And like when I asked that, like if the weather vane is just spinning. And it's like,
Yeah, that was a
Joe's gone wrong.
Yep.
Guys, you know what I watched the other day that I forgot how entertaining this movie was?
No, tell it to my eyes and face. Oh, hell yeah. I was actually just talking to Kendrick about that because we just watched...
UHF.
I love how in the middle of UHF they basically just show the video for what the heck is it? It's the
UHF?
Video for no.
Oh, the music MTV. Video. The
like,
Beverly
just
Hillbillies.
Straight show Beverly Hillbillies. They just straight show one of his videos, which in this day and age, like you look back at it, and it comes off totally just like not an Adam Sandler movie. That's not the right way to say it, but a movie where someone basically just like got free reign to do whatever they wanted.
It's
in a movie.
It's like Zack Snyder, but good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a great comparison. It's a callback. It's so great.
Yes.
It is. It's like the self-indulgent film that we wanted, you know.
It's criminally underrated, though.
Yeah.
So it's called UHF.
UHF. Okay, Kev.
We talked about it last time, didn't we?
I'll learn you
a little
bit.
No, I'm not surprised you've never heard of it. I didn't hear about it until I was like 25.
Gotcha. Sweet. So UHF was Weird Al Yankovic's first like scripted movie. Like he wrote and produced it. I don't know. I think he got somebody else to direct it for him, to like co-direct it with him. I can't remember, right? But he was basically coming right off of the success of, moderate success at least, of his TV series that he had, the Weird Al Yankovic show.
Okay, gotcha.
Which almost no one had heard of. So it was like, success is a relative term.
Yeah, it was like he's going with, but like straight off of that, because he was like, I'm in the movie, I'm going to do a movie, and maybe that will, you know, kind of help boost this. It's not like he needed like a successful movie career, or like career was going to end. He's Weird Al.
Yeah.
But like he had this idea for a movie. He put it together. He still had a bunch of friends and connections. So in like, you know, in the business, because like a lot of people from like Saturday Night Live are in it. The guy who played Kramer, who can't really talk about anymore. He's one of the main characters.
Wait, why can't you talk about him anymore?
He made racially inappropriate comments during a stand-up bit, so he's blackballed. Oh, shouldn't say that word either. He is...
whitelisted. Ah, god damn it.
canceled. He's
and
canceled.
He's master branched. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, we've been horrible the whole time. They're not going to cancel us now. Plus, nobody listens.
Yeah, who's
no,
gonna...
he was canceled.
Yeah,
I know.
But like, comment. So... It was just fun. It was zany. It's that very, very... It's exactly what you would imagine a Weird Al Yankovic movie being if somebody gave him a camera and a budget. Like, it's just this, like, non-sequitur, referential, like, punny jokes throughout the entire thing. And I think it's hilarious and funny and great.
Yeah, nice. You know how How I Married an Axe Murderer is basically just Mike Myers, or like Austin Powers is just Mike Myers' excuse to do a bunch of characters and do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
This is like the Weird Al version of that.
Okay.
And it got mixed reviews, but its main problem was it came out, and I used to say this wrong, and I wanted to look it up and correct it, just because, you know, we're going on film now, we're going on record here, I want to make sure it's clear.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to say something factually inaccurate on Sinsock.
Nice.
Within the month prior, thanks to Wikipedia, within the month prior and up to the release of UHF, studios released movies like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Ghostbusters 2, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Lethal Weapon 2, Batman, License to Kill, When Harry Met Sally, and Weekend at Bernie's. It was one of the biggest blockbuster summers of all time at that point.
Yeah, so UHF got crushed.
Sapling Among the Redwoods. There's no way it could have succeeded.
Yeah.
That has to be what happened with Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny, too, because that movie is solid gold.
I think a similar thing did happen, and it's unfortunate that musical-themed comedy movies seem to get dumped into the, no one's going to watch it, just put it in that slot time period.
Yeah.
Or, like, the like crazy people who are like, we could definitely compete with, like, a Marvel movie.
Stop. Just a delusional, you know, Don Quixote kind of thing. Yeah, we could take them. It's like, no, you cannot, sir.
And I've seen him in so much stuff, like shows the kids watch, Weird Al,
like the Aquabats.
Oh,
he just pops up.
Yeah, he's
he
everywhere. Like
he just appears.
DreamWorks must have got a hold of, you know, like Peabody and Sherman, Rocky and Bullwinkle. I don't remember what that thing was, but he's got like he's guest stars in Rocky and Bullwinkle and does a bunch of music for it. Mm-hmm. Just like, well, hey kids, you know who that is? Yeah, that's that guy that did that Tacky song.
Yeah, he's had a career that spanned for 40 years.
Yeah,
now?
That's the guy. That's the guy whose musical career has actually surpassed, outlived, and outdone most of the bands and artists that he's parodied. Some of them don't exist anymore.
I think it's partially because he's actually a pretty talented musician. It's not easy to just riff off that stuff.
Yeah.
But also, he's just a really nice guy, and. Mm-hmm. And he prides himself, and obviously some of his stuff is a little more risque, but it's usually veiled enough where your kids can listen to Weird Al and you're not worried about it. He doesn't have any expletives, he doesn't have any like explicit anything, He has a lot of things that are, like, you can interpret certain ways, but if your kids are singing the song, you're not going to be like, don't sing that when your aunts are around, you know? Like, I'm thinking about the song he wrote for UHF for, like, interstitial music was Baby Let Me Be Your Hog, which is, like, has innuendo in it, but if your kids are singing Baby Let Me Be Your Hog, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Because, well, yeah, mainly because...
that said,
oh, go for it.
If Weird Al calls you and says, hey, can I parody your song, then you've basically made it.
Yeah.
That was Lord's reaction.
I've seen that as a quote. Yeah, Lord's yeah. reaction. She actually cried. She was like, I'm finally famous. Weird Al wants to do one of my songs. Like,
who said that?
Lord.
Lord. That's yeah. awesome.
Yep. So it is. You've made it. That's it. Or you could be a shit about it and say no. But
yeah, I'm someone sure said some no before. Yeah, I know they have.
Allegedly, Lady Gaga said no, but when it got public, she said that she never heard about it. It must have been someone on her staff that said no, and she eventually said yes, and then he did actually do a parody.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that was the allegation was that he never actually got to speak to Gaga herself. He was only able to talk to her legal team, who was, like, absolutely not on board.
Also, Coolio threw a fit about it, but...
Yeah, Coolio threw a fit, but that's just kind of what he did.
See who won that one, Coolio versus Weird Al. Coolio, I have an anecdote from a former coworker who said that the last concert he saw was at a sandwich shop in Boulder, where he was clearly too drunk to sing properly and fell over. Or Weird Al, who released an album as recent as just a couple years ago and has been doing a lot of like shorts and little things on the internet, so...
Yeah, it's funny. I was just watching earlier this week. I was watching the 5 second films, a bunch of the collaborations that they've done, mm-hmm. and like there's a bunch of them that just have Weird Al and Patton Oswalt in them.
Just there.
Just the, out of nowhere. I'm like, how the hell did you pull that off?
I think the most recent thing he's done, as far as a song, is the Hamilton Polka in 2018.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, he'll come out with another CD, though.
Oh, he will. Oh, what he said, actually, I've been a Weird Al fan for a long time, so you touched on a thing here.
Yay.
I love touching on your things.
Giggity.
So he mentioned that his last album will be his last album, Mandatory Fun, because the album, as like a thing, is kind of dead. And so he's not interested in doing another album. He's just going to do funny stuff and, like, release videos and make, you know, songs and just kind of do stuff. So he's not going to stick to the 1980s method of making albums. He's just going to do cool things, which I think works.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you talk about an artist who's, like, adapted more successfully than a lot of others. Like, I feel like he's really... Like you said, like his career spans 40 years. The music scene has changed so frequently, and he always seems to be like right on the ball of it.
I think it's actually, now I look at it longer, 1976 was when he started.
Good God.
So that's pushing 50, I guess, 45, almost, yeah, 45 years, I think. Is that right? Yeah.
Since he's been
on top of it. I mean, he was keeping up with like Robin Thicke and
album was fantastic.
Well, I think it's like a little bit easier though when you're talking about doing parody music, because you just have to immerse yourself in musical culture to stay relevant, which is kind of cool, and it's a really cool thing to get into if you can. And because a large part of probably what he's doing is like keeping his finger on a pulse and just listening to songs and.
Well,
like,
and
figuring it out, right? Like, it's a good way to stay relevant because you're always in the milieu, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And I think he's been kind of a joke, but he's owned the fact that he's been a joke for 45 years. So it's the kind of thing where you'd really have to be, like we talked about Lord, you'd have to be kind of an asshole to not want to, like, have him revitalize your song by having it come out again. Because whenever he makes a parody, the original song gets more popular.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Probably so. Amongst people that wouldn't really listen to the original song.
Oh yeah, it's like free marketing. Why would you not? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he pays them to use it. And technically, he doesn't have to get their permission. He just wants to be cool about it and just not cause problems. right? So he can technically legally parody anything he wants unless he gets a cease and desist, and even then, parody is usually pretty protected as far as copyright's concerned.
Yeah, fair use laws come into play usually especially with the way that he handles it. It would generally always come out in his favor.
Like, and because he's not slandering, he's not, you know, he's not doing anything inappropriate. He's just making a goof. Yeah.
You don't feel like if he came out with something like Amish Paradise nowadays that people might get offended or like something like that?
Amish Paradise? Like the Amish might get offended or?
No, that's not how it works nowadays. Like everyone's dog farting each other, right? You don't think if like he came out with something like that to this today that it like might get criticized? I don't think he would. I'm just wondering, like, if you think...
Oh, well, okay, I got his YouTube, or his Wikipedia page open already here, and it Amish Paradise was one of the ones where Coolio approved it and said it was okay, and then later denied it, and then got fussy about it and complained about it, which is hilarious, because Gangsta's Paradise directly is based off of Pastime Paradise, to which he gives no credit, so he just kind of ripped off Stevie Wonder and didn't mention anything, and then got mad when Weird Al parodied him. However, to Coolio's credit, he apologized in 2014 and said at the time he was being cocky and shit and being stupid and was wrong and should have embraced the shit and went with it.
And I more meant like the Amish people shit. Getting like attacked in a song. I was wondering if like that might trigger people nowadays. Like, not, I guess, and they're not getting attacked, obviously. It's just, it's all stereotype, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Fact.
I
guess you're right. You probably wouldn't see exactly Amish Paradise again, but I think that's part of where he kind of rolls with
the times.
Yeah, he rolls with him, and his stuff tends to be appropriate in the era that he's from. Like the whole Beverly Hillbillies reference, right? Like Beverly Hillbillies is not PC anymore, and you would get in trouble for doing stuff like that. But I think his newer stuff doesn't run into those issues anymore because he just keeps up. Like, White and Nerdy, right? That's kind of weird now. Probably people get fussy about that, but, you know, times change and he's kept up.
But he's also, like, a good person. So, like, I think there's, like, two ways you go through the music business successfully. Weird Al and Eminem. Like, you just do not literally give a fuck and make good stuff, or you care and make good stuff and kind of, like, be active.
I think both of them share something, which is they're self-aware. Yeah. Eminem realizes how much shit he talks, and he takes that character, and he rolls with it, right? Because Eminem is a character, right?
Michael Mathers?
Mike Myers, who plays Eminem, is actually, like, apparently a pretty down-to-earth dude. And I remember hearing a story where he couldn't attend an awards ceremony because he was with his kid. So, like, he had custody or whatever for the weekend and didn't go to one of his biggest awards ceremonies and accepted it in absentia because he was with his kid. And he wasn't going to throw that away. And it's like, well, I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
But his character is a brash piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he knows it, right? And Weird Al's the same way. His character, he has a character that he puts out there, and it's not necessarily him, but it's a character he can maintain for decades. Like, the whole Lonely Island bit, if you've ever seen that, because they did a bit with him where they were, like, his disciples.
That's right.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, you gotta look that one up. It's hilarious, because he's, like... And you could be pissy about people like Lonely Island, who were quite clearly kind of stealing your groove. But instead, he's, like, passing the torch to them and, like, making a big thing out of it. Even though his career continued and theirs kind of died, because Andy Samberg went off into more acting stuff, right? So, but, like, he's just cool about it, as opposed to being a shit about it.
Right. Well, and again, looping back into Tenacious D, that's kind of the same thing they did in Pick of Destiny, mainly because Jack Black had all these connections with all these big rock stars, of literally, like, in the song, claiming that, like, Dio's passing the torch of rock and roll to them. Like,
and then Dio shows up.
Yeah, and does. Okay. <He's> like, it's fucking... I don't know. I think if you're cool about it, like, that's the trick. Sorry, Kevin, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because Jack Black was in that tacky music video with Weird Al.
Yep.
Oh my god, that's right.
And, again, it's because you just got to be self-aware. Jack Black is also a character, and he owns that shit. He just plays himself to 11. And
I feel like it's weird. It's funny because I've been watching a lot of his stuff on like his YouTube channel that he started up. And so a lot of his like his like Facebook videos that he throws out. I don't know as how much of it's actually Jack Black the character, and more that is quite a bit from what I understand what he's just like in real life. He's just a goofy fucking dude.
That's what it's like on TikTok too. Like I follow him on TikTok, and the stuff I see from him on TikTok is just like his wife painting him green to look like the Hulk, and him doing like really weird goofy videos where he's at his own party but he's the only guest and stuff. It's like, what is this guy?
I think it's that. It's that thing where it's not an act in the same way that, like, I don't know, like an actor has a gig or what's a great example? I can't get my head off it. Did you ever watch the Drew Carey Show way back when, in the 90s?
Oh, isn't it just like how we put on a little bit of persona in this podcast?
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, do you remember Mimi Bobek in that? She's so awful. Yeah. She's apparently one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And Drew Carey and all the people on there were like, it was weird watching her transform into this awful clown woman and then turn around and like bake cookies for people, right? So like, it's not that much of an act. I think he's a goofball. Jack Black, Weird Al, all these guys, they're goofballs, but when they're on the stage, they ham it up, right? They crank that up to a whole other level, and then maybe you could have a quiet dinner and he wouldn't just be making fart jokes every 10 seconds. It might be more like every 2 minutes, right? And it's just turning your own personality up.
Fair.
Much like Kyle said, this podcast is substantially more financially successful.
Right. Now, how do we get
that's
there?
That's a big difference.
Maybe more dick jokes. Got to make more dick jokes.
I think the ship might have sailed for all of us, because I'm pretty sure each and every one of those guys were already popular by the time they were our age.
Fuck!
Yeah. Stick to your day jobs, guys. Stick to your day jobs.
I thought you just said stick to your dick jobs, and I was like, don't tell
me
about my
dick
job.
There we go.
All right.
Eat a bag of dicks. That's where we're going to... I guess we'll land it there as we're running out of time. So
it's
your
come
pirate
full
ship
circle.
Can eat a bag of dicks. I'll post that video in the thing. Kendrick, obviously you probably already did because it was earlier and you're probably still giggling about it. So like, comment, and subscribe if you want more things. Maybe we should get into parody songs. Let us know. Comment. One of us can sing, right? Statistically.
Yes.
Yep.
Nope.
One of us can almost play an instrument.
If you were to like average our abilities, we'd probably be all right.
We could,
and all four of us can make up fake bands, so like that's got to mean something.
We're
I'm pretty
really
sure
good
I could write a song that rivals, what was it,
shipboat.
Yeah, shipboat. I'm pretty sure I could write a song that rivals shipboat.
But could you get away with it like Ailstorm does?
I would, because no one would listen to it.
Fair.
So get away with it, I mean.
In the same way you can get away with pissing in the woods.
All right, bye, everybody.
Right. Bye!
Bye!